Last night, I said, Lord, I'm thinking, Lord, I don't know how I'm going to preach in the morning. And so I talked to my wife. She said, you got it. And I said, I'm thinking to myself, yeah. So I got this word, and I often do it. I start talking to the pain. I said, pain, this. You are a curse of the law, according to Deuteronomy 28:61. Y'all remember that one? But according to Galatians 3:13, Christ had redeemed me from the curse. So I no longer have a pinched nerve and pain in the back. I did that for quite a while. And I know I had to do some more studying and reading, and that was, anyway. So I did that, went on. And I noticed while I was doing that, I noticed the pain ease up. So I got somewhere I could find, because I had to find somewhere to sleep. And I'm doing better every day of my life. Don't you forget it. Amen. Every day of my life. You say, why? I don't know, but I ain't changing. All you're going to get out of me that I'm healed, I'm well. I live long, I live strong. That's all you're going to get. I do what I have to do, dealing with the pain. Amen. But I went to sleep. Sometimes I get in the bed, sometimes I get in my recliner, sometimes I come out here. But I noticed that when I was doing that, the pain had eased up. I would sleep, I woke up. And I came out here about 4:10 this morning. I came out here about 4:10 because I knew I had to be on prayer line at 4:30. And as far as feeling, I noticed that I stood up. I didn't feel nothing. And I showed Brother Sharon and Tim just a few minutes ago. I didn't have no pain nowhere. It's gone. The promise is to you. Sometimes we go through stuff we don't know why. Satan hates us. Satan hates you. Brother Ford, Satan hates you. You're a threat to him because you know Jesus. And he'll do anything he can to keep you from getting to know him better. He don't want you to become fully, we're going to get there. I believe I can. Let's see. Ooh, yeah, I think I can because I'm gonna do something else here in a few minutes. And when you become a threat, see, somehow this got sidetracked. Most of us all put all the emphasis on the preacher that he can do all this. Preacher can, he can. No. This gospel is for every believer. You have faith, you are anointed, just like everybody else. Say to yourself, say, I'm anointed. God's anointing, say it, God's anointing is on me, in me. I'm loaded. I'm dripping with the anointing. Hallelujah. And Satan is scared of me. He don't want me to find out how anointed I am. But I'm finding out. I'm just like Jesus. Are y'all hearing what you're saying? Let me ask you, the Bible said Jesus is the head of the church, right? Is he the head and the body too? Let me ask you, you got a head on you, right? Now, your head is your body too? You ever notice the head can't do nothing without the cooperation of the body? And when God raised Jesus from the dead, he sent him at his own right hand in the heavenly place. And guess what? We were seated there with him because we are the body of Christ. Present tense right now. So, this is why he wants you to understand all the promises to him is yes and amen. All the promises he made, what did he make? We probably don't have time to go through all the promises. But as you go through the promise, he promised you, well, let me get down to it. I'm getting ahead of myself. So we stopped at verse 17. Let's go to verse 18. Passion. Against all odds. Against what? All odds, when it looked hopeless. What did Abraham do? Believe the promise. Look hopeless. Against all odds. He didn't have, look at Sarah, she was dead. Look at himself, he was dead. All odds. But God said, Abraham, I made your father many nations. Didn't he say it? So he believed God when he couldn't see nothing with his natural eye. Couldn't feel nothing. All he could feel was, I'm dead. Sarah's dead. But against all odds, he did what? He believed the promise and expected God to do what? To fulfill it. He took God where? At his word. And this is what you're going to have to do. You can't deal with act and faith with God, deal with your feeling. Your feeling will scream at you and tell you not to pray, tell you not, whatever it's doing to your body. You take your stand, say, I'm taking God at his word with everything screaming at me. I am healed. You see, you crazy. Well, that's where you have to get. Because your flesh is crazy. I say your flesh is crazy. It'll tell you all these lies and deceive you and destroy you. That's what Satan wants to do. He took God at his word. And as a result, he became what? The father of what? He became what God said he would be. And see, you have become an heir to this world that we're talking about. Keep going. God's declaration over him came to pass. Your descendant will be what? So many that they will be impossible to count. Now you look at yourself and say, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Say it to yourself, say, I'm one of them. I'm one of them. Keep going. In spite of being nearly 100 years old, when the promise of having a son was made, his faith was so strong that it couldn't be undermined. And see, many times that's what Satan does when you run into a problem in your life. He wants to undermine your faith. I done preached this faith message for years. He tried his best to undermine my faith. Undermine the fact that he and Sarah would what? What were incapable of conceiving a child. He'll try to undermine you. You'll never walk out where you are. You'll never have a house. Nobody ever loved you and married you, so you might want to shack up. He'll undermine your faith. See, God made you special. Are y'all listening to me? Are y'all listening to me? He'll undermine that. He's out to undermine you. But this promise, every promise that you have, God had given you in Christ in life. You stand your ground and don't let him undermine you and interrupt your life and cause you to go through all hell, all kind of hell you can avoid if you go the faith way. See, it's fun at first. I remember. Noah wasn't raised that way, but you get off, you get into stuff if you don't have no word in you. Very little. See, when I,